in September 1848, he became very ill. He coughed all day and all night. He began to talk of death and asked us to pray with him. While we stood together, praying, he began to cough again. He fell to the ground. Emily and I put our arms around him, but he couldn't get up. There was blood on his mouth and on Emily's dress. When he stopped coughing, it was because he had stopped breathing. My only son was dead. We buried him in the church beside his mother and little sisters. It was a cold, rainy afternoon. There were dead, wet leaves in the graveyard, and the wind blew rain into our faces. I came back into the house soon afterwards, but Emily walked for an hour or two in the rain with her dog, Keeper. When she came back into the house, her dress was wet through. Several days later, Emily became ill. Her face was hot, she couldn't eat, she kept moving around the house. It was difficult for her to breathe, and it took her a long time to climb the stairs. Charlotte felt her heart. It was beating 115 times a minute. "Let me call a doctor, Emily," Charlotte said. But Emily refused. "If he comes, I won't talk to him." "Then go to bed and rest, please. I can light a fire in your room and bring you milk and read to you if you like." "You need rest, sister."
"I do not," said Emily slowly.
She had to breathe hard between each word, and her face was as white as Branwell's had been.
"My body doesn't matter now. I don't care about it. I'll live as I always have."
And so, every day, she got up at 7 o'clock, dressed herself, and stayed downstairs until 10 at night. She ate little or nothing, and coughed for hours. Sometimes she coughed blood. She never went out of the house, but one day Charlotte brought some heather from the moors for her to look at. Emily was lying on the black sofa in the sitting room. Her dog, Keeper, lay on the floor in front of her.
"Look, Emily," Charlotte said, "I've found some purple heather for you. There are still one or two flowers left on the moor."
"Where?" Emily asked.
"Here, look."
Charlotte held out the small, bright purple flower.